USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Saturday was the fourth straight day of record-high coronavirus infections in the United States. The COVID Tracking Project reporting there were more than 128,000 infections on Saturday, the fourth day in a row that topped 100,000. Nearly 11,000 people also died. Lots of people also took to the streets on Saturday as Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden declared himself the victor of the 2020 election, many of them not wearing masks or social distancing. Republicans and Democrats preparing for Georgia's Senate runoff election set to take place in early January. Democrats, including Senate Minority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, say winning both of these seats would be huge.
Now we take Georgia, then we change America.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extend your life with
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A new backup emperor is named in Japan.
Japanese Emperor Naruhito's younger brother, Crown Prince Fumihito, was formally sworn in as the first in line for the chrysanthemum throne in a traditional palace ritual Sunday. The 54-year-old Crown Prince, a.k.a. Prince Akasino, is the first in line to succeed the throne of the world's oldest monarchy. From the West Coast, USA, Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Game show and TV host Alex Trebek died Sunday morning. Jeopardy confirming in a tweet the news that Trebek passed away peacefully at his home early Sunday, surrounded by his family and friends. Trebek was battling cancer at the time of his death. He had been the host of Jeopardy since 1984. Police in Las Vegas say three people are wounded after a shooting at the Circus Circus Hotel and Casino. Police saying the shooting stemmed from a fight between two groups. A person of interest is in custody. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Many of us are dealing with anxiety over the outcome of the 2020 presidential election. According to a recent survey from the American Psychological Association, 68% of adults say the election has been a significant source of stress in their lives. As far as how to deal with that stress, Dr. Sue Varma tells CBS News,
"When it comes to uncertainty, I kind of look at it as this like blank canvas or silent film, if you will, in which we happen to project our worst thoughts, and it's kind of called catastrophizing. And one of the things that we can do is, you know, this election for me, the theme has been that people are trying to change the things that they cannot accept. But then at a certain point where we are right now, we have to accept the things that we cannot change. And so much of the pandemic has been fighting a battle on two fronts, dealing with all of the stuff that's happening outside, with people getting sick and losing jobs and protests, wildfires, hurricanes, but then there's the mental health challenges, so what's going on in their own head. And that's what I really want people to focus on right now, is that we did our due diligence up until this point in terms of advocating and being activists in our community and voting, and at this point we have to take care of our mental health."
Week 9 of the NFL wraps up Sunday night with a great game between the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, led by Tom Brady, versus Drew Brees of the New Orleans Saints. Kickoff of that game is set for 8:20 Eastern Time on NBC. More news online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.